But I see her drop dough in a container where she try to bury it in her, either her peach or apple, and she called that she'd had a cobbler. That'd be something, a heap of something to go around to the family, mm-hmm. you know, to make her have a big meal. Mm-hmm. Then I see her cook pies, lay dough across this way and straight across, and something across there. And then she'd take a knife and then she'd cut a square out of that. Mm-hmm. And you'd cut you a square, me a square, and mm-hmm. your daughter a square, and sister a square, and my brother a square.
Mm-hmm. What about them? You might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour that over pie. You'd call that a...
What would you call that?
How'd you say it?
Well, just a sweet liquid you can mix up maybe with milk and sugar and pour that over pie.
Ooh.
It's a sauce, like.
I'd say, pour that over pie. She said, bound to be something like you made that pour the over pie. Bound to be something sweet you put over you.
Uh-huh.
You bound
and she said, what would you call it?
Would you call it a gravy or a sauce or that, a dip?
That's a question sauce. You're getting back at. That question can be answered. That's a different question than mine. That's your gravy. That's my knife. You get some gravy out of this big bowl here and pour over your pie if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some gravy over your pie.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Gravy would be something sweet?
No, gravy. Be a sauce you pour over your pie.
Yeah. That gravy wouldn't be sweet. That'd be another character of something you have for go with your meal. The gravy wouldn't be sweet. But if there's something that you wanted, it's bound to be something that you wanted sweet if you're going to pour it over your pie or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'd call that anymore.
I call it a sauce you pour on your pie.
Yeah.
Putting anything like that, the sauce you make to pour
with. The sauce you make to pour with your pie.
Mm-hmm. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Milk.
Or food taken between your meals, you'd call that a...
What she said?
She said food taken between your meals would be called a lunch.
Oh, if I want to eat something between meal,
mm-hmm.
in my days coming up, I'd call it, bring me a snack this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call that, my wife would bring me something I'd know for night or for dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me, whatever the day, you'd call it a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But back in them days, we'd call it a snack.
Mm-hmm. And... something that people drink for breakfast.
Yeah, back, way back,
mm-hmm.
Coffee most and milk.
And if you wanted some coffee, you'd say, I have to go, what, some coffee?
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted some coffee, you'd have to do what?
If
you wanted some coffee.
If I wanted some coffee in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted some coffee for breakfast,
uh-huh.
If I wanted some coffee for breakfast, my wife knew I wanted it, and she poured out in my cup.
Well, before she, if it's not ready yet, she'd have to...
Can't wait till it boils.
Make it.